Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Hard Knocks Fantasy Football Podcast Week 1 Recap. Get right into it. Tech Gods versus Frankie. So, in this matchup here, myself, Tech Gods, thought I'd get the victory, but definitely lost. It was a close matchup. Everyone suggested this would be the closest matchup of the week, and it definitely did deliver. I put up 153 points. Frankie put up 157, with my top scorer being Russell Wilson with 40 points, with his top scorer being the Pittsburgh Steelers at 27 points. Right behind that was Travis Kelce. His whole team kind of evened out as to why he got 157. My team did as well, but I did leave points on the bench, which was Gronkowski. Should have started Gronk over Mike Evans, but it is what it is. Victory. Congratulations, Frankie. First victory. Off to you. Next, we have Kilbana, 60 points. And getting annihilated by Mr. Champ to you, current champ, with 201 points. With that being said, he is the top scorer and will be on this podcast as he gets to talk his shit because he is the top scorer. No matter who he played against, he would have beaten them. And sadly, Kilbana has the lowest points, so whoever he played, he would have lost to. So it's only fair that these two went at it head to head. And Mr. Champ to you, top scorer, was Pat Mahomes, this person he spoke about on his podcast, the last podcast, we did the week one preview. Pat Mahomes had 50 points. And on Kilbana's side, his top scorer was the New England Patriots with 14 points. Then we go on to first and 10 inches, who's also an ex-champ, versus something more PC. And this is a close matchup. This is one of the matches I thought would be very close, which it did deliver. First and 10, 186, losing to something more PC at 194. Something more PC's top scorer was, of course, no other than the GOAT, Tom Brady, with 43 points. And so, first and 10 inches top scorer was Tyreek Hill at 50 points. All right, moving on. We have two ex-champions here, the Big Ox Brawlers versus Jupiter Ascending. And Jupiter Ascending won 184 to 126. There's no contest here as well, with Jupiter's top scorer being Debo Samuel and Big Ox top scorer being Adam Thielen at 30 points. And we go on to another set of ex-champions. Here comes the Boom versus the three-time champ. These guys always go back and forth at it during the league, talking shit to one another. And here comes the Boom, gets the last laugh, as he is victorious at 153 versus the three-time champ at 118. With Here Comes the Boom top scorer being Cooper Kupp with 36 points. Three-time champ top scorer being Tyler Lockett at 39 points. With Aaron Rodgers at 0.32 points. That matchup was very interesting as Jameis Winston went ballistic over Aaron Rodgers. But nonetheless, that was week one's recap. And like I said before, due to Mr. Champ to you scoring 201 points, he will be on this show as the guest host. And without further ado, here's Mr. Champ to you.
Let me just say good night, everybody, before I get started. And yeah. And, you know, I did say that I'll be doing this on a regular basis. Remember?
No, you sure did.
This is not new. It'll be about week four before people start really getting pissed off and hearing my voice. Like I said, I'm calling all the shots this year. Definitely.
All right. Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, with that, welcome to the Hard Knocks Fantasy Football Podcast. This is the week two edition. If you guys heard prior to this, I went through the list of who won last week matchups. But, of course, this is the section where the person, the high scorer of the week, gets to come on the show and talk their shit. And, of course, we had an interview with the champ last week because he is the champ. And he predicted that he will return.
That's right.
He's here.
That's right.
With the highest score from last week at 201 points.
That's right. And it's crazy because I really thought that I wasn't going to pull it off only because of two teams, but I have to thank certain players and certain guys for benching the wrong players.
Yeah, I could have won my game too if I had put in.
You talked about that before prior to week one.
I was really shocked
to see you take him out. I was shocked.
Yep, that was on me. That was on me thinking that Mike Evans will do better than Gronk. But I did draft Gronk for a reason, and I should have played him. So.
I'll take
my loss. But let's get into it. So last week, we talked about your matchup, of course, you versus Kilbana. Now, we were on the show between yourself and the ex-champ, the three-time champ, mentioned that Kilbana has the worst team out of everyone. And it goes to show that he only put up 60 points to your whopping 201. Now, that means, doesn't matter who he played last week, he would have lost. So, with that being said,
that was a walk in hell.
Yes. With that being said, Kilbana has two videos or two sound bites that he wants to share. So I'm going to play now, so you can hear, and then we can discuss it right after. So let's take a listen. Let's take a listen.
Oh man, this is going to be brutal.
Public service announcement for the NFL Champions League and touchdown. I will remain calm. Totally dumbfounded and totally flabbergasted on how I'm able to acquire all four of my waiver wire claims in the Champions League when they were high profile grabs across all platforms, ESPN, NFL, Pro Football Talk, Bleacher Report. These names were highly sought after grabs. And I got all four of them. Van Jefferson, the new number one receiver for the Rams, who put an 85-yard touchdown Sunday night. I got Christian Kirk, the new Tyler Lockett for the Cardinals. Two touchdowns I have. Juwan Johnson, the new Gronkowski for the Saints. Two touchdowns I also have. And the prodigy in Trevor Lawrence, who on the late end of that game threw three touchdown passes to make it look like a decent score. I also have. How? Tom, I shall remain. All I have to say is this has been the greatest waiver wire haul because clearly in the Champions League, for those who have lost, three times champ, and others who have lost because of non-performances, a la week one, are clearly falling the fuck asleep at the wheel. This public service announcement is now closed. You may proceed with your day. I will now go on a 5-6 game winning streak. Thanks.
Did you try to get any of these players that he mentioned? Because he's very excited that he was able to pick up off.
Yeah, he was definitely happy. I think. I was just more surprised of the fact that he was happy that I didn't really.
You know, you gotta like build yourself esteem up. And the only reason he got to do that is because of the guys he have. I don't think nobody else got guys that we really need to run to the waiver wires for.
Exactly.
They still got some time to produce. I mean, I don't know why he thought he needed to run to the waiver wire because of one bad week. But I think what he just probably have done is open up the waiver wires for other guys now.
Yeah, because he was the last in the league, so of course he gets first priority, right? I think he also has to keep that in mind.
Yeah, he jumped the gun, man. I don't even know how much those guys is going to help him. He needs like 100 yards to get a touchdown off of one play.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens this week. And speaking of this week,
but I do have something good to say about Kilbana. His team, I said before, his team is very iffy because he picked up mostly sleepers, and them guys he have gonna go off. I don't know what he gotta have patience. He's gonna have good weeks. So. You know, I wouldn't say he's gonna he's going to do completely 100% bad. He will upset at least two or three people this year.
Okay. All right. You feel you will be one of those persons?
Yeah, not me. Definitely not me. But he, if you notice, four wins. Four. I give him four wins for the season.
Okay, that's fair. At least four victories. That's definitely fair. So before I let you get into what you got to say to the league, we can run down real quick week two matchups and see who you feel is going to win. All right. So we'll start off, since we're already talking about Kilbana. He is playing against First and 10 Inches, who's also 0-1, and they play each other in week two with First and 10 Inches projecting to win by 40 points. Who do you think has that win?
First and 10 Inches.
All right, perfect. All right, now,
no, it make no sense to get into the details.
Yeah, nah. I'm just gonna go through it. You pick who you think is gonna win. I'll tell you who I think is gonna win, and we'll let you round it up with what you feel you gotta say to the league. So, I also agree with you. First and 10 Inches will get that victory. Kilbon, I'm sorry. You at least wait until week four before you get your first victory. Then we have second. We have myself versus Here Comes the Boom. Now, Here Comes the Boom did not get to draft his team. Him and Frankie were the only two people that did not get to draft their team. And Here Comes the Boom got his victory last week. He's 1-0. I'm 0-1. Who you think is going to win that game? I'm projected to win by 20 points. Tech Gods versus Here Comes the Boom.
That is a really, it should be a close game. They have you up, but I mean, he has some guys I think that's going to produce this week. And I think you putting Gronk in this week might be a bad decision. I don't think he's the every week type of guy, but you know, take the chance. I think Jones is going to do much better, and Evans is going to actually do good this week.
All right, we are playing Atlanta, and sure enough, I will be in Tampa this Sunday. I might be able to get to the game. It's my niece's birthday, but we'll see what happens.
Oh, wow.
All right. You got Here Comes the Boom. I'm definitely going with Tech Guy, well, myself, to win this.
Got you. Yeah, I'm going with you.
Oh, you're going with me too as well. All right, good. So that's two for me. All right, perfect. Now let's go on to Frankie, who got his victory over me last week. Great matchup, Frankie. Props to you on that versus Big Ox. So both, well, Frankie's 1-0, Big Ox is 0-1. Big Ox is projected to lose by under 4 points, or a little bit, about 5 points. Who do you think got that one?
I think Frankie is going to pull that off by inch. I think Frankie's going to pull it off. I like his players. Like I said, these are players that give certain numbers every week.
Solid numbers.
Right. Pretty much like your team. So, Big Ox is, I mean, it's all about Cleveland. He looked like he's a Cleveland fan. It's all about Cleveland. They play Houston. Ooh. The commissioner and the Chubb might go off. I got Frankie.
Same here. I think Frankie will get this victory and go up 2-0. Then, of course, we have your game. Well, we'll skip you for now. We have something more PC, which I definitely think he's going to win this one versus three-time champ. He is projected to win by 2 points. Something more PC definitely pulled out a victory last week. And three-time champ still starting on Aaron Rodgers after Aaron let him down. I don't think he's going to pull his victory off, so I'm definitely going with something more PC on this one.
I was going to go with three-time champ.
Okay.
Wow, because I think Aaron Rodgers is going to bounce back this week.
All right. Okay.
Does he He's have a backup?
That game, too. He playing Detroit as well.
He doesn't even have a backup quarterback.
No, he has faith in Aaron, so.
them gray hair look different, so don't be surprised the game is different.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. All right, so you got something more.
Yeah,
you got three-time champ.
I'm going to go with three-time champs. I'm going to go with three-time champs. I think he's going to surprise it.
Yeah. All right, so now let's go on to your matchup. Of course, Mr. Champ to you versus Jupiter Ascending. This is the matchup of the two lossless teams. You guys are both 1-0. Who do you think gets the loss this week?
Lord, I know I'm usually braggy, but I might have a hard matchup this week because all the guys he got did great, really, except Derrick Henry. But I believe he's going to bounce back. Yep, I get it to myself. He was just too great.
Okay, all right.
wait a minute. Judy just went down. So Sutton's is going to be the main receiver.
Right. Yeah, so, I mean, listen, you definitely are projected to win this game by the same thing, a little bit, about 6 points or 7 points. And let's see what happens. I am going with the Jupiter ascending, getting his victory over you. I think Jupiter's team will do more than projected. I think Derrick Henry will put up at least 30 points. Kyler Murray, same thing. Metcalf, same thing. CeeDee Lamb put about 20-something points. So, yeah, I really think he's going to pull out this victory against you. So, with that being said, now I'll leave the floor open to you for you to say what you need to say to the league.
Well, there's not much to say. My actions is going to definitely speak for itself, but I definitely have to brag a little bit because few guys look like they slacking off this year. Well, it's only week one.
Of course.
But I'll give everybody it's a rough time right now. Maybe everybody's head is not completely in the game yet, checking on everything. But I don't know, guys. This I said I want to go undefeated this whole season, and I'm really trying to hold that to this league.
So you really think you're gonna pull off undefeated season?
Don't I have a bet going on?
You have a bet with the 3-time champ when you guys match
when we
up.
Meet up.
Yes, I think you guys. Yeah, the week.
That's gonna
week
be interesting. That's gonna be interesting.
Yeah, week six. So you guys meet up week six. $50, I think you guys said. So,
yeah, if anybody ever feel like, you know, they want a piece of that in any given week, I'm available. I'll be listening. You know, whoever I play, because who's Jupiter? He could have put up something if he has a good chance this week. I'm actually scared of him because Kyle Murray. I think he's gonna really go off. I don't think that was a fluke what he did last week. I'm scared of these guys, man. CeeDee Lamb, I'm scared of him. Samuels, I just feel like, oh, not to mention this rookie here, Devontae Smith. Oh my goodness, he's gonna put up 20-something points. But, yeah, it's not much for me to talk because I don't see me losing. I don't know who's going to beat me. I'm just going to sit back and keep watching everybody. See how they perform. I'm going to be tight on all my players and everything.
So, yeah, my question to you is, I know you don't have much to say, but the only question I have is, do you feel you'll be back here again next week?
Yes.
So you're going to be the top scorer of this week?
Yes, of course. Of course. I'm going to make sure I got the right players in, and I'm gonna hold it down.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
I would love to hear what other people got to say, but before that happens, let me just mark my mark on the lead first, so they'll really have to do their homework before they come on.
Well, listen, you're not the champ for no reason, right? So it's only fair that you definitely come out the gate running 200 points. You play anybody last week, you win. So, but like I said, I feel you don't win this week. But hey, you might prove me wrong and you might go again and get another 200 points. Who knows? But if you're here again next week, it is what it is at that point. Everybody's going to get tired of hearing from you, right?
Definitely. This is fun. I got to
admit, this is good. So we'll see what happens. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks again for listening. Everybody, good luck. Don't forget, your dues are due week 4. Some people already paid. Thanks for paying. About a week before, everybody should have their dues in. And good luck. Yeah. I mean, for those who didn't win, hopefully you get a victory this week. For those who did win, let's see if you keep your streak going.
Start tomorrow.
Yep.
Start game tomorrow. Starts.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks again, champ. Yep.
I hope that y'all guys don't make this boring for me. I need some competition,
man. Wow. Need some competition. All right.
All right. Good night, fellas.
All right. Peace.
Everyone in the league is drunk to let me get all four of my waiver wire clamps. I shall not lose again. That will be all.